Republic Yemeni number one.
Yo, can you guys hear me? No, you guys are not late. I am late. I hope you guys can hear me. I just had a difficulty logging on through Restream. Restream was not letting me log on, and then I just thankfully was able to switch it back to only YouTube, and here I am. I think I'm on the right one. My God, bro. These programs be fucking with me, herd. Okay. What's up, y'all? Still don't have my baggage from American Airlines. And so, yeah, I can't hear my voice. I don't have my equipment. I think I am fucked, man. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's like I'm taking steps forward, and then the universe fucking knocks me back a peg. Exactly, Robbie, unreal, you know? And I can't seem to catch a break, man. You know, like, this month has not been good financially for me, but I'm fucking pushing through, man, you know? It's crazy, man. I lost $500 of the merch that was in that bag, plus cables to run this show. Thankfully, I made sure I took the most expensive equipment with me on the plane. That's normally what I do anyway. But I just happened to have all these t-shirts, man, to sell that I was selling on the road. And I still maybe had like $500 worth of t-shirts in there. About $450 or whatever. But it's still a lot of money. And, you know, I just hope American Airlines, the motherfuckers better pay me, man. Because if not, man, I'm going to have to do something controversial to go viral so I can call them out. Because there was that guy a while ago that lost a guitar on American Airlines. And he did a viral video song about it. And it caught wind. And that was the only time American Airlines did anything for them. And what pisses me off is everyone rips on Spirit. Oh, fucker, I fly Spirit. I talked about this last time. And I've never had a problem like this, man. American Airlines fucked me so hard the both weekends that I took that flight this last month. So I'm out of pocket with that. I was supposed to be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Cabo San Lucas. Blocked out that weekend to go do some work and make some money. That show got canceled. Something to do with, I don't know, cartel shit. I have no idea, man. You know, and then it was, it's just fucking, so I'm not doing that job. And then I bought tickets to fly to that job, right? And right now the booker is trying to, he's just got to pay me for them tickets, man. And I'm pissed off too, because it's my birthday weekend, right? My birthday was yesterday. I never celebrate it because I don't really give a shit about my birthday, to be honest. Maybe I should. Like on Facebook, on purpose, I make sure that there are no notifications where you guys know it is my birthday. I think only 3 or 4 people wished me a happy birthday yesterday. The first one was my sister, and that's when I realized it was my birthday. That's how much I don't give a shit about my birthday. I don't give a shit about my birthday so much that when people tell me happy birthday, I'm like, oh shit, it's my birthday. Fuck my birthday. Muhammad, why do this during Ramadan? Why do what during Ramadan, Muhammad? I would like to know what you mean. Exactly, Jason Bacon. Birthdays are just another day. So here I am, like out there losing money. I'm pissed off, man. I could have been home this weekend with my mom. But I mean, on the other hand, I had good things, right? I'm on station 19. Doing that was fun. They just hit me up to do ADR. ADR is this. I've never done ADR before. ADR is when they have me go into the studio next week and they're going to have the scenes that I'm in cut. And because we shot it outdoors, they had the microphones on our helmets, apparently. little fireman helmets that we wear. That's where they rig the microphones to catch our voices. And, you know, when you do shoots like that outdoors, a lot of the times, depending on wind, any type of other situation, anything, outside sound, cops passing by, whatever, they got to clean up that audio. And the way they do that is they have you come in, sit in front of a screen, watch your cut video, and then you get to like try to redo the voice and the emotion that you had in that scene so that they can match it up. So that when you're watching the TV show and they're like showing me from far away or whatever outside, that they actually got clean audio of me. So, you know, I mean, they have a lot to be grateful for, but it's just one of these days, man, I would just like to have like, momentum and just momentum. Just for a little bit. This last couple of years after the pandemic, man, I've just been like, I'll get momentum. And then the universe is like, gut punch, bitch. Suck my dick. Technically, Tracy, birthday is the anniversary of you leaving your mom's body. Do you really want to contemplate that so much? As a matter of fact, I do. Let's contemplate that shit right now. I mean, I don't think men, really heterosexual men, have to go out of their way contemplating coming out of a pussy. I mean, we're too busy trying to go back into one. You know what I mean? Dick first, face first, fist first, toys first, furniture first, politicians last. Fuck these politicians. Oh, you know what, dude? I'm going to have to open up my phone lines. I almost forgot. Y'all motherfuckers. Let's open up these fucking phone lines. If y'all motherfuckers want to give me a call, that would be great. Some of the things that I kind of wanted to talk about. Technically, Tracy says, metaphysically, the disconnection from the parent. Oh, my God. Technically, Tracy. Your name is technically for a fucking reason. How technical can you get, girl? It was really funny. Last night, I got really, really high. Hung out late with the girl that I'm seeing. We went and got a Korean barbecue. She got really high because she doesn't smoke weed at all. But then she took a hit of my shit, and she was just boo-doo-doo-doo. Do, 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 do. Talk about being disconnected from the metaphysical. You know, she was just on another fucking world. And I explained cryptocurrency to her. And it was really funny because she was just like, wow, you know so much. And I'm like, no, I don't really know too much. I'm not smart. I'm just listening to people who are smart. You're just stupid. That's not what I said. No, but I'm just like, it was interesting talking about cryptocurrency and going off what technically Tracy said, you know, metaphysically, the disconnection from the parent. Talk about metaphysically, the disconnection from life. Like, you fucking talk about metaphysically disconnecting from the parent. We about to fucking go into the metaverse and disconnect in that way. Because that's how the conversation went last night when I tried to explain her cryptocurrency. And then we ended on the metaverse and how you can buy real estate that you can't touch with your fingers. But it was kind of interesting having to try to explain to her what an NFT is. You know, that an NFT is basically just using a cryptocurrency's blockchain to store information, and because the blockchain is encrypted and specifically coded and unique, therefore, if you create a digital art, like I say, a picture on Photoshop, something you can't touch, how is it that someone can have the original? I mean, that was always a big problem with digital art, is how do you be a digital artist, create something, you put it on Facebook, now everybody's got it, you know, but how do you sell the original? And that's what an NFT is. And it was really funny trying to explain that to her, because I remember when I first asked her, hey, do you know what a Mona Lisa is? She's like, yeah. I'm like, how many versions of the Mona Lisa are out there? She's like, endless. There's probably a whole bunch of them. I'm like, yeah. And there's like different variations of it, right? You just have Mona Lisa, which is the picture on your phone. You also have the same Mona Lisa that is a picture of that picture in a frame. You also have another Mona Lisa out there, which is a version of that one that actually looks like it was painted, so that when you sit in front of it, it looks like, oh shit, that might be the real one. You know, and I asked her, I was like, what is the difference between all of those and the original? And she goes, that special feeling. The feeling that you know that it's real. And it was really funny, because before I went into describing what an NFT was, I launched into the Mona Lisa thing, and then she came out with, it's that feeling. Knowing that it's the original. She nailed it. And that's exactly what an NFT is. But it's weird. And to us, you know, people, especially people my age, you know, that was born in the late 70s, grew up in the 80s and 90s, to put worth on something that's not tangible is almost kind of, I mean, I can understand it, but I'm just saying, there's a part of me that almost can't understand it. Right? But to me, it was really funny being high out of my fucking mind, eating Korean barbecue with my friend, and actually like sitting there describing what an NFT was. But what was cool was leading her down that path with the Mona Lisa. And her actual answer was exactly what that is. That feeling that it's real. Talk about the feeling that is real with everything that's digital now. How could you explain to somebody in the early 1900s when photographs were created that already blew people's minds? Because just before that, man, you had to sit in front of some asshole and paint, he'll have to paint you. Now you can just sit in front of something for a few seconds, and now they can develop a picture of you, was fucking phenomenal. But imagine trying to explain to people like that, that in the future, the picture is still going to be a picture, but you can't touch it. They'll literally be like, how? And if that's even the case, how could you even say that that's real? And here we are, man. And now these fucking pictures are on our phone. They're not real, but they are. I go on Instagram. I see videos of guys jumping out of planes and shit, man. I wasn't there, but I kind of was. Fuck. I don't know. I got too high for this podcast. Yeah, she was definitely high. She was definitely high, Tracy. I want to
watch this video I came across the other day. Fucking killed me, man. Jesus Christ. This is a video. I love this video. This is a video of a dude who got pranked by his kids with the video that they put on the TV screen in their living room, which fakes a announcement from the government that aliens are coming. This fucking killed me.
Hey, what the fuck is this?
Somebody give us a shot. I'm sorry.
This message is being broadcast by the Department of Defense of the Republic. At 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, multiple unidentified objects were confirmed.
So it says emergency broadcast in progress on there.
Hey, what is it? Flat screen TV.
And now he's like, turn that down.
Continue to carry out the following instructions.
What happened?
Let's see what.
Emergency broadcast.
Oh, God. Go secure all
hey,
don't get my goddamn gun.
Entrances.
Hey, turn off don't get my motherfucking gun.
Don't look out the any windows.
Don't look out no window. Go get my fucking gun.
Go get my gun.
Hey, get the shit, dog. Goddamn, I tell you what, that bitch know he gonna fuck that shit.
Dad, come here, bring it.
Hey, come here.
Come here, you're not looking in the mirror yet. Huh? You're not looking in the mirror.
Don't look in the mirror. Hey, you're not
looking in the mirror. Look at his gun backwards.
Remain calm, Dad.
Come on, bitch.
It ain't real.
It's not real. It's not real.
It's a bird on your ass. It's not real.
Curse,
look at that. They
purged
me.
Why the fuck y'all gonna make me kill some shit?
Okay, stop. I'll get back. They purged me.
Don't do that.
Ah, shit, man. We're fucked. Like, for real, we're fucked, bro. Like, when I saw that video, I was dying. Oh, is that what it was? He had an extended clip? Because it... From my angle, it looks like he had the gun backwards, bro. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. I don't know, man. I love when people like that take shit like that seriously. But then at the same time, when I watched that, I was like, yo, man, that's the problem with us, bro. You see that? He got a gun. And he was like, I'm going to shoot these motherfuckers. These motherfuckers got another thing coming. I'm like. You about to get us killed, motherfucker. I want to know what Muhammad is saying. This Muhammad guy with the lion face. Why do this during Ramadan? I bet you any money. Part of me wants to stay, like, optimistic and be like, yo, man, Muhammad is asking, like, a real question, but this seems like a trap. I think what he's saying is like, why are you doing a podcast during Ramadan, bro? I'm honestly, like, completely sick of... Yeah, like, that comment that I think that Muhammad is asking is... It's being dismissive. It's like, hey man, why aren't you a good Muslim like me? Huh? Why are you talking about sex during Ramadan? Don't you know you can't talk like that when you're a Muslim? Don't you also know that you shouldn't judge other people? But I'm gonna judge you anyway because you're not a Muslim like me. You're not good like me, bro. That's what I think that is. But he's not responding again. And, yeah. And I think it's also, that's the reason why fucking liberals ain't fucking liberals anymore. The more liberals I talk to right now are straight the fuck up like conservatives. They're seemingly conservative. I'm talking about the ones that are, logical. You know, like, it was funny. I was listening to Joe Rogan had Bill Maher on, and I haven't really listened to the Bill Maher show in a real long time, but it was very funny because Bill Maher all of a sudden started talking like a conservative a little bit. He even said, he was like, liberals lost their fucking minds and now liberals think I'm conservative because I'm speaking the fucking truth. And a lot of people are asking him, is like, why are you only talking about liberals on your freaking show right now? And he's like, cause they're fucking losing their minds. They're giving me all the fucking material. But a lot of it is coming from that goddamn, type of mindset that Muhammad was pushing. You know what I mean? That type of mindset of like, hey, I'm better than you, cause why aren't you better like me?
He's probably trying to tell you not to shave your beard ever again. You know what, Yusuf? When it comes to my fucking beard, it is really, really, really interesting what this beard has done for me. And when I shave it, the type of people that are getting mad. Now, I don't know if I grow it back again, man. It's growing back again right now. You know. But do I grow it back the way it was before, man? Because you know what's funny is I have to admit, and it feels pretty good, that as soon as I shave my beard, everyone complimented me on my face. Now it's making me want to fucking show my face more, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a girl that's been like covering up for too long. And then one day she goes to the beach and wears a bikini and everyone's like, yo, you look so good on a bikini. Next thing you know, she's always at the beach shaking that ass. Yusuf goes, I'm not gay, but you look a whole lot better with a beard. Man, you're fucking gay. That's all I can say, man. To be absolutely honest, I don't know, man. Like, I had the beard. I loved it. Another thing that people were telling me, they're like, man, you have a chin. You actually have a jawline. Most guys shave their beard and it's fucking goes to shit. And I'm just like, nah, you know, I didn't grow a beard to hide the fact that I don't have a chin, motherfucker. I grew a beard because I was like, I'm going to try to grow a beard one day. Actually, I grew a beard because I wanted to lose weight. So I remember never, ever wanting a beard. And then as an added benefit to me, to try to lose the weight that I wanted to lose, I told myself I'm not allowed to shave my face at all until I lose X number of pounds. I forgot what it was, like 20 pounds or some shit. And yeah, you know, for me, it was just trying to lose weight because I thought I was going to hate the beard and then I would want to shave it off. So it took me a while to lose the weight, and I just let this beast of a beard grow out, and I was like, yo, I can grow a beard. I mean, I had no idea. I knew that I could grow a beard, but I didn't know I could grow one and shape one into the way that I had my beard done. And then I was just like, yo, this is amazing. Then I kind of stuck with it for a really long time. And I've only done stand-up with the beard. So I already grew the beard before stand-up. And then when I started doing stand-up, I had the beard. And then doing stand-up without the beard, man, bro, I felt naked, man. But I'm torn. I don't know, man. A lot of girls are telling me they like it without the beard. Or not necessarily completely without the beard. Or at least like this, you know, I kind of got it, whatever. But it's really funny, man. I don't know. Right now, I'm growing it. You know, I'm going to see. I haven't shaved since I shaved the last time. We'll see what happens. I don't know. You know, my gay friends, like Eric Rocha, hilarious comedian, who was at a barbecue party. He's like, he likes it like this. He said that I looked older without a beard. He said, you're one of the very few people that when you shaved your beard, you actually looked older. I was like, what? Derek Knight, what's up, brother? How you doing, man? He goes, I just got used to seeing you with the beard. Then there was this bald face and what, motherfucker? I'm going to ban you from the goddamn comments now, motherfucker. You better finish what you're saying. Biatch. Tracy says, can't confirm. Guys are 83% more attractive with some facial hair. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this, though. And maybe men, I don't know. I think every guy, you know, their personality and the beard and their face is all different. What I've noticed is this when it comes to a burly beard. When I grow a mean ass beard, something about that beard signals or attracts more lustful women? Tracy, is that something you agree with? You should just call right now, Tracy, if you got free time. I wouldn't mind like picking your brain as to like what you think. Cause I don't know what it is. I really think that like my shaved face attracts a lot of good girls. Girls that will probably be like good wifey material. And my shaved face, my beard, attracts daddy issue, porn stars, bisexual, pansexual freaks, girls that want one night stands, girls that are, like if I hit on a girl with my big beard and I'm in the mood to like, you know, hook up or whatever, I feel I have a better chance with the beard than without. I don't know what that is. Oh shit. I think we got Tracy. Hola.
I'm still at work for another 20 minutes, Mike, but you asked, I called.
I appreciate it. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine.
So, beard or no beard?
A little bit of a beard. I said in the chat, I don't think you saw this one, that the stubble is better than either nothing or a full-on face bush. Because, like, when it's the big grizzly beard, that's like, I'm worried there's going to be, like, food or, like, a small animal caught in it. You know, it's, like, weird. It's too much.
Yeah, there is food that get caught in it. That's one thing I do like that I don't miss anymore, is that I do not miss having to, like, go through an entire roll of napkins just to eat a hamburger.
You know? Right.
Because I would have to keep wiping my beard. Yeah. But the plus side, horny women.
I don't know.
Well, maybe you're not into horny women, but I'm just saying. Maybe I'm talking to the wrong person.
I mean, myself, I'm not out there looking to attract a horny woman because, you know, that's not my thing.
Because you already have a horny woman.
Exactly. She sleeps in my bed every night. Anyway.
Is that a cat?
No, I was self. Anyway.
Okay.
Self-referencing. So, no, if the beard's nice and soft and maintained and, you know, all the right products and everything. Yeah, sure. I enjoy a guy with a good beard.
I thought I maintained mine, you know, before I shaved it.
There were some days, there were some weeks that I was looking a little.
A little what?
Like scruffy, like, you know.
I mean,
maybe it needed a good thorough scratching, or you know, someone to just put product in and run their fingers through.
Listen, for me, it's like I'm really good at like keeping that shit together. But sometimes I gotta trim it, you know, I let it go. But it's always clean though, you know. I don't let it get too far. But it might have been too big. It might have been too big because the thing that surprised me is when I shaved it, I was like, yo, I got a neck. I think she hung up on me, or I lost her, or she got sick of me bragging about my beautiful neck. Anyways, I don't know, man. To me, fuck the beard. I don't give a shit. What I am thinking about right now is, for real, that maybe it's a good idea that I stop seeing women casually. I'm straight the fuck up thinking... I don't know why. Maybe it's a mistake. Some of y'all that have wives or girlfriends maybe can talk me out of it. But I'm thinking about just trying to settle down again, man. Derek, I know you got a woman. I mean, you know, I saw you guys come to the show in Colorado Springs. I appreciate that. Good idea or a bad idea to get back into relationships? Because you know what's funny? I'm going to show you this video that is a very funny video. About a guy on a beach getting interviewed by a hot girl, and the whole time he won't answer. Instead, he says this. So watch this. And the thing is, I watched this video. It's funny, right? It's funny. I likes it. But at the same time, I'm at that point right now, which is weird, where I kind of want to be this guy now. So here we go.
My name's Joe.
What do you rate me out of 10?
My wife's watching.
Okay, so thick or skinny, Chase?
My wife's watching.
Do you think I'm thick or skinny?
My wife's watching.
I can't see her.
I can see her. I'm scared.
What if I don't post it?
You're 27. I'm a 6.
You're a 6 and I'm a 27.
No, I'm a 27. You're the 6.
Okay, and how old do you think I am?
My wife's watching.
Honestly, that's funny. Very funny video. I thought it was funny. Sadly, for the first time in my life, I kind of want to be that guy. Derek Knight. Yusuf Alois says, no, don't. Yeah, no, don't. You don't think so, Yusuf? Okay. I had to extend and enlarge in this picture to see who that person you were taking a picture with, because I thought maybe you said, no, don't, and then that picture was a wife or something. But no, it's like your little sister or brother or someone. Derek Knight says, I'll never get married again. I tried it, 12 years, hated it. Well, I'm not saying married. I'm not to say that I just want to get married. What I'm saying is that I kind of want to just... I've been a hoe for so long. I'm afraid I don't know how to... I don't think I'm enamored with the idea of falling in love with one person like I used to be. You know? And I kind of feel like I've been playing the field so long. Even though I was in a relationship for almost a year and a half, 2 years ago. But that one there wasn't... Because she lived in another state and we saw each other, you know. And so it was different. But I think I need to settle the fuck down, man. Because when I see the video of that guy, my wife's watching. Hey, do you think I'm hot? My wife's watching. What do you think of that? My wife's watching. I don't see her. I feel her. My wife's watching. Fucking hilarious, right? 2 weeks ago, me would have been like, man, fuck that life. Now I'm like, man, I don't know. Maybe that's a good life. Maybe that's something I should look into. Because. But then there's another part of me that like looks at Derek and all these other people. And they're all telling me don't fucking do it. Especially guys that are like married. Even guys that are happily married. Be like, nah, man, just stay single, bro. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. It's like, man, I think you just want me to stay single so that you can stay married. But that you can live vicariously through me. That's what I think. Anyways, it's Ramadan. Muslims are watching. I'm drinking Bang Energy, drinking smoking weed. Jason, when I find a girl that randomly proposes to me, I'll say yes. Don't be a pussy, Jason. The fuck is that shit? Technically, Tracy says, to sum up my thoughts about beards are this. Grow it or not, it's your face. If you do grow it, maintain it, keep it groomed, clean, and let your girl play with her fingers in it. Okay, everything I agree with, do not touch my goddamn fucking beard with the fingers. Because I have my... When I grew my beard out, and I tried to maintain it to keep it nice and neat, for the first time in my life, I understand black women and their hair. You don't touch a black woman's hair, bro. You know what I mean? Black people hair ain't like the same like white people hair. You know, you can't just run your fingers through it and be like, oh, sexy. No, you run your fingers through a black woman's hair. It's time to go home. You got to take her back home because her hair done. She just spent 6 hours at the salon getting it to look like that. That's why whenever I picked up a black girl in my car, man, I knew right away, I don't care how nice it is outside, the windows ain't being down, bro. Black girls ain't playing with convertibles. They ain't fucking with that shit. They just ain't doing it. Ooh, you got a convertible? That's nice. I'm getting a car. Put the fucking top up. Put the windows up. This hair took 3 days to make. That's exactly how my beard is. It's like, don't fucking touch it. Because it's I got it to shape like this by padding it. You ever see like black guys will take their afro pick, right? Especially like if they got like an afro, kind of like a comedian Ron Taylor, you know, they'll be like boom, 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 boom. They'll get like the whatever. And then they pad it down. They pad it down, you know. They're shaping it, right? Because some of the hairs are sticking out, but because the hair is kind of nappy, that if you push it, right? That's how my beard is. Got to get it all shaped up, pad it up, right? Depending on the humidity, man, here's another key to people who have beards. Hairspray. Yo, hairspray. I had no idea how amazing hairspray is. Not good for the hair, but good for how it looks, man. Because you put the hairspray on there and then you just like touch it, especially if you live in places like Michigan where it's humid. Yusuf, you probably know that shit. This is a little a tip, man. Get some fucking hairspray. You know, put it on there. And then when you put the hairspray, like you can like pat it, shape it. Don't run your fingers through it because I will turn into an angry black woman. I understand black women now. Just like how I had to go to a gay gym to understand women. We'll talk about that later. Technically, Tracy, been married. It didn't work out. I like being my own too much. Me too, but I also like companionship. I don't have to be married. Again, guys, we're not talking about married. I never want to be married. Yusuf says, I'm married. I am happy with my wife. I have two kids, but I'm telling you, sometimes it's better to be alone. So what Yusuf just did right now is exactly what that guy in that video did. He answered in a way that basically says, my wife's watching. My wife's watching.
My name's Joe.
What do you rate me out of 10?
My wife's watching.
Okay, so thick or skinny, Jay?
My wife's watching.
Do you think I'm thick or skinny?
My wife's watching.
I can't see her.
I can see her. I'm scared.
What if I don't post it?
You're 27. I'm a 6.
You're a 6, and I'm a 27.
Oh, no, I'm a 27. You're the 6.
Okay, and how old do you think I am?
My wife's watching.
Yep, that's Yusuf's answer. I'm married. I'm happy with my wife. I have two kids. But I'm telling you, sometimes it's better to be alone. My wife's watching. I'm happy. Fuck, man. Listen, I don't want to be married. I think marriage is bullshit. I think marriage is stupid. I think marriage is antiquated. I think marriage is just a way to get you locked in with the government. I think marriage is a form of control. I think marriage is a form of control from the people that want to control us, because when they get us to pair up, we're easier to control, right? One bank account now. Ooh, right. They're kind of like one entity. Look how easy that is. Now all these people are compartmentalized into this quote-unquote family that is harder to break up, or if they want to split, oh, man, you got to go to court. Oh, shucks, man. Fucking job security for all these fucking blood-sucking lawyers. I don't want to get married. I think marriage is fucking trash. But companionship, loyalty, love, all those things, they're great. I just don't want the document because I don't like the government. Fuck the government, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, like this video of Joe Biden right now, as I'm talking about this, and he got shit on right there by a fucking a bird. Yeah, I'm the bird. Fuck this guy. Fuck the government. You know, I don't want this guy telling me when I can and cannot be with a woman. So, you know, I just want companionship. To me, I've been playing the field for a very long time, man. And, you know, people who are married, they will say the grass is greener on my side. And in many respects, there are things about being single that are great. But you know what? There are also things about being in a relationship, I think, that are great. Especially when you're busy, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Bolty's in the house. Yo, Ishak, what's up, brother? Coming in late today. My man. Thanks for sounding off, bro. I was wondering where the hell you was at. Mm. Yusuf says, dude, I love your podcast. Well, thank you. I was wondering if I started a Patreon and started going live more times a week, would you guys be down to support? Because I'm the thing with this podcast now that I don't like is that I have to actually set this thing up all the time. And it's great, especially if I'm on the fly and I'm on the move. It's awesome. But I've been looking at my apartment now, and I'm trying to see if I can set it up to where there is no more setups. Everything will just be here. I'm trying to look at my apartment in a way to see what part of it, because it's not that big of an apartment, so I got to like use my space wisely. I don't like putting it in the bedroom. I think it's weird to have guests come in my bedroom. Not only that, I'm a firm believer of like the bedroom is just sleep, man. You shouldn't have a TV in there. You shouldn't have a lot of electronics or anything like that, man. I try to keep my room bare as fuck, bro. Straight the fuck up, man. Like when I go in there, it's just the bed, you know, and a place for me to put my clothes and that's it. So I got to figure out another spot to do it here. But I'm thinking once I can get a studio set up in here, I'd like to go more than just once a week on Wednesday. I would also like to have another day where I kind of go live. And if I had it set up on my desktop, I could just do it. And then if we actually kick off into something more where I can actually generate more, you know, like a clip show or something, I'd like to do that. And if you guys are down for that, let me know, because definitely want to grow this thing. I got a virtual assistant. Like I've said before, maybe I can give you guys some tips or stuff. Anybody listen to this? Virtual assistants are priceless. It's amazing. I read this book called The 4-Hour Work Week back in the day by Tim Ferriss, who also has a great podcast called The Tim Ferriss Podcast. And The 4-Hour Work Week was this book that basically gets you to stop thinking like a dumb American and thinking that, you know, you should be working for other people. Instead, it eggs you on to try to get your day job done in half the time by working from home. Now, this is before COVID. So before COVID, he advocated in the book, if you can convince your boss to work remotely, meaning you can convince your boss that if you have a job, you're lucky enough to where you could do it at a computer, convince them to do it from your home and tell them that you'll be able to do much more better work that way if you work from home. The trick is, what he says is that you would get rid of all distractions as much as possible to do the job. And in your 8-hour job, you would try to get 8 hours of work done within 4 hours so that you would have all this other time at home to start planning other income streams, other ways of making money, so on and so forth. It's a really good book. I highly suggest anybody who wants to try to build a life where they can travel and stuff like that. It's a good book, because he talks about in the book this thing called lifestyle design. And like technically Tracy says, she goes, Tim Ferriss, automate everything. Yep. What he says, set it and forget it. So very, very good book. Very, very good points. Some things will work with you. Some things won't, right? It's not going to be it works for everyone, but there are things in there that you can utilize. And the one thing that I'm now starting to leverage, and I've read this book way back in 2012, the thing that I am now just starting to leverage is the virtual assistant. An assistant that is not an assistant that you have with you, it's virtual. It's someone who helps take care of whatever you need done, but you don't meet the person. They're like on another part of the world working remotely. And the idea of the virtual assistant from Tim Ferriss is that you could maximize your production if you hired a virtual assistant on the other side of the globe that can get work done for you while you sleep, so that your productivity happens round the clock, and that you can utilize these virtual assistants to do other mundane everyday tasks. So for me right now, again, I'm behind on uploading the audio versions of this podcast because I'm starting to realize I'm ADD and I'm going to see the doctor right now and I might have to get on Adderall to be able to handle a lot of the stuff that I'm doing. But in knowing, you know, my shortcomings, I decided to use the virtual assistant to do things. So like now I have her at first running my comedy calendar. Whenever I get a date from a booker, I would have to get the day, the time, the venue, the address, the ticket links, take all that information, and I'd have to put it into my Google Calendar. Then I would have to put in my Bands in Town app so that it also goes on my website. Then I would have to put it into this other app so that I could hand out my avails very quickly to the bookers. Now, I used to do that all myself, and I didn't have a problem doing that. You know, it's like, it's just whatever. It's the date comes in, and I would just, boom, do this, boom, do that, do that. Now I'm like, yo, man, time is of the essence. So I have this virtual assistant in the Philippines. Now when I get a comedy date, she has a document that she follows, and I give her step by step. When I give you a date, you follow these steps. You take the date, you put it in Google Calendar, you put it in this, you put it in this, and then you send me a message telling me that you put it in all. And it's great. So now I share a document with her. I get a date from the booker. The most I'll do is open up that document and I'll just put the date, the name of the venue, the time. And for the most part, she'll just go online, find the address, plug it in, find the ticket link, plug it in. And that's it. And she charges $10 an hour. To do one of those things may take her 15 minutes. She only charges me for 15 minutes out of that $10 because she's working with other people. And I got her off of Upwork. Then I now got her going into my real estate business. Now I upped it up and I'm glad I took the time to come up with this. So before I had her going and reconciling my accounting at the end of the month when I get the statement, now I have her doing it every week. So every week at the beginning of the week, I get a report from her on what was spent, what was broken, what was what. And it's amazing. Now I just have her set up. Just before I did this podcast, I have been setting her up to handle this podcast. So now when the audio of this podcast is done, my job is to take the audio from the video, separate it, put it in a Dropbox, and then I'll also put the poster that I made in that Dropbox. And now she's going to follow an entire protocol that now I'll never be late on these damn uploads for the audio. I'm an artist. I have to be honest with myself. I have shortcomings. My shortcomings is admin work. I don't like admin work. I don't like doing spreadsheets and going online and posting this and posting that. Some people say just own up to it. Just suck it up and do it. Yeah, you're right. And I do that. And I've been doing that. But now because I'm trying to do more creatively, that's taking up so much of my time. And not only that, I'm kind of ADD. So then if I break away from doing something creative and then I sit down to go plug in this Instagram video and post this fucking thing in the calendar, it takes me so long because I'm such a creative type that when I plug in one date, now I got to go to the next website to plug in the next date. I start daydreaming. I start writing and then I forget. It's like, so you got to be honest with yourself. Know your shortcomings. Fill in the gaps somehow. And to me right now, I'm filling in the gaps with a virtual assistant and I'm excited. I even went on Canva. Anybody out there doing any type of Photoshop work or any posters or whatever, Canva is a app that I'm using right now. I'm not being sponsored. It's Photoshop online and it's very easy to use. So now, and I feel so good about getting this work done. Now I have all these poster templates, all these variations of these different types of colors for posters for shows that I'm going to be on. They have cut out pictures of me in them. And then on the poster, it's got my name. You probably see it on my Instagram. You can see my posters. They all kind of look the same. It's a template that I created, but now I'm going to have her do it. So now I have all those templates set up inside Canva. Now when I give her a date, the next thing on her thing is to create a poster for that and then schedule when to post it. And ugh, I'm so excited, guys. I'm such a creature of habit. Got so much to do, and I feel bad not being able to hit these markers because I'm doing admin shit and I'm ADD and duh. So, virtual assistant, I'm excited. And I'm really excited to be putting that into, oh shit, someone's calling. This might be Tracy again. Is this Tracy?
It is again.
Why did you hang up on me?
My boss walked by.
That's what I kind of thought.
Yeah.
What's up?
You're not exactly the kind. You're not exactly the kind of podcaster that I can fake. It's a customer call. You know, it's not a. You're not a network client or someone that I can pretend that I'm talking to about my actual job. So.
I'm an improviser. I'm pretty sure. Whatever you said, I could do it. Oh, wait a second.
Yes, and. Oh, yes, and.
Hold on a second. Hold on one second. Can I? Can I? Actually, no, I'm going to call him back. I don't know why my doctor's calling me. Sorry, guys. My doctor was calling me. I hope I didn't lose the feed anyone. Okay, anyways, what did you call for? Are you, you want to talk about virtual assistants?
Well, you're using the tools that, that you need to use, and that's great. Templating things. No buts. This is a compliment.
Mm.
Can I compliment you? Jeez.
Hey. Down, bro. No, I just thought maybe you were going to come in and be like, yo, I'm going to fucking tell you what you're doing wrong. Fuck the Philippines. You need to get someone in Indonesia.
No, it makes perfect sense. It was what I was telling you before. You set up things so that you don't have to really put all that much thought into them, you know, and...
And I know that.
Make sure that, you know, that, yeah, and so you, but now you're actually using the tools, you know, you can know it, but, you know, now you're actually doing it.
Well, you know, and the thing is, after the pandemic, during the pandemic, I lost my groove. And before the pandemic, I had all these systems in place. Everything was a well-oiled, routine-like machine that I was running. And I don't know what happened, but that year off kind of made me lazy and I sort of atrophied a little bit on that department because I'm a creature of habit. That type of organization doesn't come naturally. I have to set up templates. Mm-hmm. I have to set up systems and then I follow those systems. But what I'm saying is I lost it and now it's great that I actually took the time to finally put them back into place again.
Yeah, everybody's schedule got thrown off. Everybody, you know, the way that we did the things that we do isn't there anymore. You know, things are just not the same as the before times, which is what, you know, people are calling it, you know, the before times before all of, you know, what is it, 2019? Before
sure,
then.
Before times.
You know, we did other stuff. Yeah. But, you know, so now, you know, everyone has, you know, their journal and their Google Calendar and their, you know, their maps and their OneNotes and you name it. There's all kinds of, available applications out there right on your phone. You can all kinds of stuff right there.
I've always been that type of guy. Mm-hmm. I've always been that type of guy that had just systems in place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
you can't rely on your memory either because your mind will just play tricks on you.
Well, not only that, if you're like me and you smoke weed all the time.
But like you were mentioning also just, you know, calculating your finances, like people will spend, you know, $5 at the gas station and then $5 at McDonald's. Okay. This is just simplified money. Obviously we're not spending that little, but it'll be like the same $5 in their head, but it'll be $10 that comes out of the bank. And so like a week later when they need, you know, $10 and there's only $5 left in the bank, they're like, where'd my money go?
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's definitely an ADD thing where, like, hey, wait a minute. When did I spend that money? Or, you know, where did, you know, where did that time go?
Exactly.
Like, what project did I do that took up that much time? Well, it was six different projects, and you didn't finish any of them because you went from one to the next, because every time something, you know, stopped you, or your phone rang, or, you know, someone walked down the street whistling, or, you know, you just got distracted by whatever.
Yeah, I get distracted very easily. I found that I get more distracted now than ever before. Here's the thing. No, I've always been distracted in this way. I've always known that I've had some type of ADD. I've never tried to get any type of help for it because I always found a way to find ways to put systems in place to navigate around my shortcomings, right? And I've always had that. But before, it was good because I never had as much on my plate. I had projects that... because creatively, I think being ADD is helpful. I think having your brain break off a focus and have it like swim in the ether is great for a creative. And going in and out of that is fine. But I'm starting to find out because I got way more on my plate now. Now it's the different story.
You have to figure out where to concentrate that focus, what to filter out. And what not to get distracted by.
And it's very interesting. It's very interesting to learn that and to realize that and to start implementing it, because now I'm starting to realize it's getting easier. It's getting easier to... I think the hardest thing was training my brain to go through the steps of the things that I do so that I can list it out clearly to pass it on to someone. I think
you do a lot of things just mechanically, just because you do them. You don't think about what goes into each specific part.
Exactly.
Like if you think about, you know, trying to make spaghetti, like, okay, boil the water, put the noodles in, you know, do the sauce, do the whatever. But wait a minute, there's like 17 steps in between there that you miss, you know?
Exactly.
I'm actually going right now to get a diagnosis, just to make sure that it's ADD and not, you know, something else, because I've always thought it was a matter of being able to multitask and being able to do a lot of things at once. But I'm noticing more and more that I can do a lot of things at once, but there'll be two or three of them that are not done very well.
Interesting.
Because I don't have the focus. I don't have enough focus to put to everything.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Is this something that was recent that you started noticing this?
Recently that I just started noticing it, but then like looking back, it's like, wow, it's always been like that.
Interesting. I kind of feel the same way. So why is it now that you feel like you need to deal with it?
Because now I'm noticing it, and now I think, you know, it'll make more of a difference in my life at the place that I'm at.
You're saying you're noticing it more now because you've had time to yourself?
Because I have time to notice it because of everything that's going on right now.
Interesting.
Because we're not doing things the same way, because we've had to stop.
Interesting.
And, you know, we're not spending all of our time going and doing all the places and being with people and everything else. Everyone's kind of been stuck at home.
So there
Everyone's
is a
gotten
there
time
is a,
to reflect on
yeah, there
you know,
is,
what they're doing.
There is a question that I have been asking myself, and is it that I am more ADD now after COVID, or is it that I had time to actually realize it?
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know, because before the pandemic, it seemed like I wasn't ADD at all. Like, I didn't feel like I had that hard of a time going through the steps that I need to go through to take care of that stuff. Or is it just that I was always that ADD, but I was able to handle the workload before the pandemic, and now that I'm spinning more plates, now it's more overwhelming?
And you had the systems, and you had the structures, and you had the support of other people in place. Like, you had other people that were reminding you to do things, and other people that you were, like, you know, involved with doing the same things.
Yeah.
If you've noticed that maybe your circle of friends has gotten smaller because there are people that are just not as available anymore. There are places that you used to go
That's
that
true.
Maybe are just not as available anymore.
Not only that, you waste more time now
trying to find out if mm-hmm. if a restaurant really is open at this time or not.
Yeah.
That's another thing I've noticed. Like, I spent last night literally probably 45 extra minutes driving around trying to find a Korean barbecue spot that was actually open at the time that the website said that they were open, or that Google Maps said that they were open. You know, and it's interesting because before the pandemic, it was so reliable. You just knew. If I said, mm-hmm. find a Korean barbecue spot near me, and then you would just go there without even thinking twice because it says it's open.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think a lot of things like that have happened, which also kind of slows us down and made things a little bit more. I think before the pandemic, we were like the type of cat that we figured out every room in our house and were comfortable. We already knew that every layout of our house. And then after the pandemic, someone dropped us into a new house.
And moved all the furniture.
And now we got to sniff around every corner and get everything. That's mm-hmm. how I feel, to where I can actually be like chill again, you know?
Yeah.
But how you doing though? Otherwise, how's everything?
Oh, otherwise I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I mean, met a guy last weekend and see how that turns out.
Did you guys hook up?
Yeah. You know, no.
Why are you holding out like that, Tracy?
It was the end of the night and I'm not like that.
You're not like that after a certain time, or you're not like that?
I'm not. All right. Once the lights come on at the bar, it's like, nah, you should have spoken to me earlier.
So, now you're
looking around at your options and you're seeing that there's, hardly anyone left. The lights came on and I still look good. So no.
Is that how you took it?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys met at the bar?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he and his friend came up to me and my friend, as they were leaving and everything, and they're like, oh, you're over there. Okay, hey, I just, wanted to stop and say, hey, and, meet you and whatever. And I'm like, okay, yeah, sure.
But he talked to you before the lights came on, you guys were talking? Or he came to you right when the lights came on?
We talked a little bit on the dance floor, but like really briefly, and the music loud and whatever. So I don't even know what he said, but no.
Okay. But did you get his number?
No.
Did he get your number?
Nope.
Oh, 'cause I thought you were saying like you might be seeing him again.
Well, yeah, he'll be at the same place next week.
Oh, so anytime you go back there, you see him there?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've seen him there like many times before, and this is the first time he decided to approach you.
Right. Well, not many times, like twice.
So,
but yeah.
But he's a regular there.
Yeah. And I just started going there, so.
Is he cute?
But I've got friends there.
Is he cute?
He's attractive, yeah.
Yeah? Are you looking forward to maybe he does? Are you hoping he doesn't fuck it up? Is he that cute?
I'm hoping that I don't fuck it up. Let's put it that way.
Oh, really? You think you?
I've got a terrible personality, and I have some bad habits. So
Well, you don't seem like you have a terrible personality now. But if you're aware enough to say I have a terrible personality, that's a green light. That's a green flag. That's a green flag when somebody would be like, I got things to work on. I'm like, yo, I hear wedding bells. Because I get the girls, I get the girls that are like, I don't have a problem. You have a problem. It's like, ugh.
Well, I do own a cat. So
what does that have to do with anything?
It's an all black cat.
What does that have to do with anything? And so a black cat's matter, black cat lives matter too? What, you think because of the curse thing?
Some guys think it's weird that, like, the cat is all black. So I'm just like, it's a cat. It's not like,
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Mm. Guys that love cats are best in bed.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I had a dog, but the dog passed away last October.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah.
You know.
15 years. I love that dog.
Oh, I wish I could have a dog. But honestly, if a guy comes in there and is like, oh, a black cat, I'm like, okay, you're not eating my pussy. Get the fuck out of here. Like, you fucking that stupid? I don't understand it. Like, when I meet guys that are scared of cats, I'm like, dude, no. Don't ever say that to anybody, ever. Just act like you're not scared of the cat. That's so stupid.
You know? Yeah, I don't understand how anyone would be, you know, scared of, like, a 6-pound cat.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're allergic, I can understand.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I got to get going, Tracy.
I know I have things I have to work on. So, yeah, the whole relationship things are weird. But very much the same, I am not into getting married again because that was an experience. So we're not doing that.
Yeah, but, I mean, having someone without marriage is still a nice thing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think marriage fucks it up?
I do. I was with my ex-husband for, oh, geez, 10 years before we were married, and we were married for like 6.
And you're saying as soon as the wedding happened and the license thing was signed, everything changed?
Oh, things started to go downhill fast.
I'm a firm believer that doing that ritual and that signing thing or whatever, it changes the energy in the relationship.
Yeah.
I believe it changes the energy because now it's no longer your word and their word. It's your word, their word, and the government.
Yeah. It's the legal thing of it.
But
yeah.
it changes the dynamic. Mm-hmm. Then now it's like, yo, I could sick the system on you. Anyways. Sure. But I gotta get going. I have a phone call coming up pretty soon. Tracy, thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure talking to you.
You too.
And I'm glad I have you as a listener. Can't wait to get some more cool girls as listeners.
I'm trying, but you know, you're just, there's no one else that, you know, I know that has time to listen at this time in the afternoon. Michigan, it's already, you know, 6 o'clock here. So
what time do you think is the best time to broadcast for Michigan?
I don't know. I really, really don't know. Because, I mean, the job that I have, I can listen whatever time. You know, as long as my boss is not, you know, right behind me at my desk, I'm fine.
I'm going to have to try to figure it out. That's one thing that I just started researching right now is, now that I have more time, is to find out the optimal time to possibly go live, the optimal time to post stuff. So I'm going to start figuring that out. Mm-hmm. I might have to change my schedule, guys. We'll see. But I got to get going. Guys, keep it going for Technically Tracy. And we got to get going. Tracy, thank you so much for your call.
Absolutely.
Have a nice night. All right, guys. You heard it here. Guys who don't like cats can't eat pussy. It's a fact. All right, guys. I got to get going. I love you. Thanks for tuning in. I will see you next week, 2 p.m. Pacific. Good night, everyone. Deuces.
Public Yemeni number 1.